starting our second shack meeting of the school year. Today is February 13th, 2026 at 1:30. And members present are Andrea Brown and
Ysella Palmer.
Ysella. And we have absent Alicia Bell, Heather Redder, and Sandra Thompson. We're going to start with the update on the 180 degree program. That's the program we use here at Alvord ISD. It's at the middle school and high school, and that's a program for the students that talks about human sexuality. It's an abstinence-based program, and we've been using that, I guess, it's been 2 years, I believe, that we've been using that program, and it seems to be going pretty well. I've talked to the counselors. They've given me good feedback on that program. Pretty good quality and at a lower cost than some of the previous programs that we've used in the past. They have to get the parents' permission in order for students to attend, and also they offer a parent meeting for this program ahead of time to allow parents to ask questions about what's going to be presented. The parent meeting this year was on Wednesday, January 21st, and they did not have not a single parent to attend, not a parent from middle school or high school, either one, zero parents. So, and then the program was presented on the following day, and they had 68 students from middle school to participate and 58 from the high school to participate. Seems like at high school anyways, it's more of the lower grades that seem to participate. Once the kids kind of get a little older, especially up in the senior level, there's not as many kids that participate. I think because they've been doing the program since the time they were in middle school every year. By the time they get to be older, the kids are kind of like, they don't want to go do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, they've already been through it several times. So, but it seems that's kind of what I've noticed is there's just not as many of the older kids that go.
Do you think there's a program that might be more
beneficial
for the juniors and seniors?
That's a good idea. Something maybe a little more, for information for them, mm-hmm.
Different information,
maybe more in-depth information for when they get out on their own, they're going to college and whatnot, and things like that. That's something to think about. We can see if there's anything that's more, could be more tailored for them. It seems like at a previous school, they used to have some kind of program they would do for, I want to say, seniors that was kind of more focused on like STDs and that sort of thing. Something more in-depth, more information, more...
Especially for the ones that go away.
The ones that are older and fixing to be on their own and going away and that sort of thing. Something that you would not be giving to a middle school or even freshman kid, but maybe for a senior who's 18, they're fixing to be on their own, you could give them maybe more information. That's something to think about. I could talk to the counselors and see if they know if this program has anything like that, or maybe they could... Maybe they could bring something like that. That's a good idea. Let me write that down. Okay. Well, for now, they're going to continue with this 180 degree program. They're not looking to change that. The only change that was brought up to me from the counselors is to maybe on the parent meeting, since they're having these people come from out of town and they're not having any parents that come to the parent meeting, so you really hate for them to drive out here and spend that time and nobody comes. Yeah. So they're talking about maybe having something like either like a Zoom meeting, offer that, or maybe like a video that gives information that they could look at ahead of time, and then if they have questions or anything, they could maybe email them those questions and get their questions answered that way, but still allow parents to get them the information, access to it, and be able to ask questions if they want to. So that's that. And on the Sharps containers, we talked about that last time. And so as far as that goes, we were able to get those disposed of through Heather Redder. She picked them up and was able to dispose of them at the EMS station. She got yours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Picked up mine.
Okay, so I don't have any more that are even being, I don't even have any that have anything in them, other than I've been buying the ones that you mail back, the mail-in kind, so I do have one here and one at the high school that, you know, have a few sharps in there, but those are the mail-in kind, so whenever they do get full, I can just mail those in.
Yeah. So mine, yeah. The only thing I think is the sticker removal little pins.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, but I've just started buying those because they're just easier to deal with, not have to worry about where to dispose of them. And like I said, they are more expensive than the other regular Sharps containers, but no more than we fill them up.
Yeah. Do you think Heather will keep, did she say?
She didn't say, and I'm sure it would probably be no problem if we need her to in the future. I just thought, so I don't have to worry about it. I've just been buying those because, like I said, even though they're more expensive, it takes forever to fill one up, you know, and then that way I can just take care of it when I need to. Okay. So I guess we'll worry about, you've got one, you've got started at both places or what?
Just at the elementary.
At the elementary, yeah. Well, and then however long it may take you, a year or 2 years or who knows, you know, it depends on how big it is to even fill it up, but we'll worry about that then. But anyways, we got the ones we had full taken care of, so. And that's it on that. That's really all the information we have for our meeting today. And we can have, I've kind of got it tentatively scheduled for March the 25th at 4, unless something comes up between now and then. And that's all we have for now. I can look into the about the seniors, the older kids, maybe if there's anything we could look at.
What about for fifth grade? Do you think in
fifth grade?
Is that too young?
Like what kind of information, like? I don't know. We could talk about that and see for fifth grade. I mean, you know, sometimes you think fifth grade
hygiene or
elementary.
Don't have anything really.
Yeah, elementary is kind of young, but yet kids are knowing stuff younger and younger.
Well, they're starting their menstrual cycles younger and younger.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For as far as menstrual cycles, that's fifth grade is young. I mean, it's too old for that. I mean, long before that, I mean, having girls, I don't know, I was thinking about third grade was probably about, you know, you have some that are later, but you have some as soon as third grade, so.
Yeah. I have several that come in for.
Yes. So if you were wanting fifth grade, like what kind of, seems like, I'd have to look into it, but I don't even know if they have anything that they,
for fifth grade,
for that young or not. I don't know if they have anything.
No, just, I mean, I didn't know if they, you knew of something, or if would be something beneficial for them.
Yeah, we could look at that and see if there was anything, see if they offered anything through them. So, like, what kind of information, like hygiene or
I think
what?
Hygiene would probably, I mean, if we could find something for third grade.
Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then hygiene also for third grade, but then maybe a refresher for fifth grade.
Yes. I could see if they have anything with this same program. And I don't know if your counselor knows of anything, too, since it's really
Jenna.
The counselors that kind of handle that over here.
I'll ask Jenna. She has guidance, but I don't know what she...
If she talks about any of these things already in her stuff.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Okay.
For third grade. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll ask Chasen for fifth grade.
Okay, well, I guess that's all we got, and just a little adjourned.